Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set directly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And with us for 2 hours today is Miles from Europe. And when I think of Miles, I think of Thomas Jefferson, farmer, innovator, thinker, problem solver. Welcome, Miles. Did we lose Miles? Yes, Miles, I can hear you. And seriously, when I think of you, I think of Thomas Jefferson, because he knew a lot about a lot. And I was thinking this morning about, you know, some of our off-air conversations about problems that we farmers have. And you know what? They're just obstacles. They are not showstoppers for you. So, you know, even a serious problem like being snowed in, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll work on it and we'll solve it, right?
Thank you very much for the flowers, but I have to give them all back to you, because there's not many men outside there who really do solve an issue that they're confronted with. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works today. But I thank you very much for the flowers.
You're welcome, Miles. You know, I was thinking about why are we in so much trouble? Now, of course, there's the natural disasters and the natural events that, you know, we really can't control. However, I think that, and maybe you can shed some light on this, but I think that the man-made problems that we have relate mostly to the sum of all the individual greed on the planet. What do you think about that? And what I mean by that is Wall Street. Wall Street is interested in themselves first. Politicians, they're interested in themselves first. And I believe that they feel as long as they get rich, well, the heck with the consequences of their actions. What do you think about that?
Didn't we have great teachers to bring us where we are? Huh?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It is, we have been educated. The way we are functioning today in this world is a path that we have been put on in the mid-1855. And it actually was the so-called Leipzig School that then was transferred via the Yale University and transferred to the universities, to the elite universities, where many men and have been used in order to create a new country under manifest destiny in the United States and under other forms in Europe. So it's going back to the Pavlovian reflexes under Hegel's dialectic problem, reaction, solution, and the psychology that was developed in the 1850s at the University at Leipzig. So yes, we've been brought to that place, And not many people are aware of that, that it had been done like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Miles, would you spend maybe part of the next of this segment telling us what has happened to us, how it's happened to us? Is it corporations? Is it the fact that corporations used to be chartered for a single purpose? You know, we're going to build a mine, but then the mine has other corporations under it. And then maybe they're in the food industry. Maybe they're in the chemical industry. Maybe they're in the, you know, another industry. And then corporations have our umbrellas over other corporations. And after a while, it gets hard to figure out what the original intent was. Is that part of the problem?
Well, it is one part of the problem. But what do you think about that? I play the devil's advocate or the devil's side of the ones who were changing societies all over time that is known to us. And you are asking me as a devil's advocate on a certain issues you want to talk to.
Okay. So, Miles, there are politicians in our part of the world, in the Ozark Mountains, who have been elected to allegedly represent our interests. So we meet with these guys, and they say, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to stand up for you. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I'm your guy. And then we elect these guys, and they go to Washington, and we go, wait a minute. That's not how you were supposed to vote. We didn't want you to vote that way. You're voting against our interests. So, Miles, why does that happen?
Number one, you have nothing to say in what's going on in Washington. Number two, you only are closing a contract and voting for somebody to represent yourself. That means that you are taking your vote, you're casting your vote, you're placing it into an urn, and you are burying it there. So you're burying your voice. What happens is that that individual then there has only a contract that he has been voted as a representative, but he is not representing you. Because he would be representing the enemy of state, as you can read it up in 1917's declaration that you find in with the Treasury, the War Powers Act, where everybody that lives on American soil has been declared as an enemy of the state. It wasn't enacted or amended until 1933. But from 1933 on, that was amended then, that you are living there on American ground, you are the enemies of Washington.
Okay.
You have no say.
Yeah, and that's, see, Miles, that's the problem. Many of us in the United States believe that we do have a say. We do think that we are the government, and, you know, the government works for us. And in turn, it's exactly the opposite. If you really look at it, well, let me ask you: does the government report to us? Because it sure doesn't seem like it.
No, the government is reporting not to you. The president of the United States, and here now United States as one definition, not United States of America, of the United States, that thereby is defined the dried out swampland that is called Washington, D.C. today. And this has a captain. It is a ship. It is one of the three free city states in the world, one being London City, the other one being the Vatican, and the third one being Washington, D.C. So the question is, who owns Washington, D.C.? Because who the owner of that ship is the one who has the say.
Okay, Miles. I was watching a video, and it was called Divergent. Divergent. And it has factions, groups of people. And one group of people were like the police/military. And their job was to protect the city. And there was a wall around the city. And outside the wall there was something bad, but no one really knew what it was. But you certainly didn't want to go out there. But the police/military would protect the villagers, if you will, or the city dwellers from whatever was outside the city walls. Then you had these people who did daredevil. These daredevil types were the police/military. They would jump off buildings and they would rappel. They would, do very dangerous things and appear to be like heroes, except they did bad things. Then you had the social worker types, and they wanted to help everybody, and genuinely. And if they had food, they would give the destitute, the homeless, the food that instead of the social workers eating, they would give their things to the destitute and the homeless. Then you had the government. That would be like we, the villagers, and they were honest people. However, they really weren't the government. They thought they were the government. The government was really the elite of society. Who was really making the moves by controlling the police/military. And then there was another group called the factionless. And they didn't belong to any faction. They were just the ones who fell through the cracks, who needed everything. They were on life support. They needed food. They needed shelter. They were aimless. And I was watching this and I thought, this isn't fiction. This is a documentary of what has happened.
It is. Unfortunately, it is. Let me mirror that example to your state of affairs in your country or in the country you're living in right now. Washington, D.C. took over all the law that you had as law of the land with a constitutional law. So that was 1933 when it was amended that everybody who lives there on the land is an enemy of the state and is hereby being subject of any possible control, rape, plunder, kidnapping, and things like that. So what happens here is that... Oh, we're going to the break, so I will do that after the break.
Miles is with us, and it's a real treat, Miles, to be broadcasting with you. Your schedule is so tough to get 2 hours together. I'm so glad that you've gotten your hay done and you're with us. Miles from Europe. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Please, don't touch that dial. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul Ball states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Europe. And Miles, you know, we're talking about Washington, D.C. and the Vatican and London, the city-states. And, you know, gun sales are at record rates. And some ammunition is almost non-existent for we the villagers for purchase. And it's because we're afraid. That's my take on it. Please continue.
Then we take Berlin. So the ones who are in control of this world use the United States and the people that immigrated there and even the natives and Native Indians there in order to start to have wars, World War One and World War Two, and use the people, you the people there as cannon fodder against their brothers that they just emigrated from in the old in their old heartland in Europe. So every time every people in different countries have been given a hero figure, a leading figure to follow in order not to learn what really happened in law, like what happened with Lindbergh when he was when he had his speeches and what he was stating in Congress. It's incredible. They make everything that you stay uneducated and stay in the unknown, and therefore they star-spangle you with nice flags today with the golden fringe, what represents the commander's flag, what is nothing more than a military flag. And in 33, from 33 to 39, they took away your civil rights. There are no civil rights anymore. And I can prove that with a very question to you. You had the encounter with the mayor and the city manager of Lebanon City.
Yes, I did.
Yes, and so how did you meet with them? In what capacity did you meet with them?
Well, Miles, here's what happened. Very simply, the police came to our Get Prepared Expo. We had this was our seventh expo, and at this expo, the K-9 team came. While we were setting up, they came in through the back door, unannounced, uninvited, and they were checking us out. And they were in uniform, and they were imposing. And I explained to them that, look, guys, we're consecrating this ground as sacred Native American ground, and you will not be able to be here in uniform on duty after 6 o'clock tonight at our banquet dinner when we consecrate the grounds. And they were outraged. Like, who do you think you are? We're the police. And so they went to the city manager and explained to the city manager that this guy, this tenant of the city property, wouldn't let them stay, you know, after 6 o'clock. Well, city manager was outraged, and he told me, we're going to do whatever we want to do. And then the man who runs the expo hall said, Vinny, you know, if it were up to me, I'd send six more cops. And what they did was they sent more and more police and fire trucks and lights and sirens, and they scared our people, you know, away. Literally, they destroyed the expo. Well, I decided to meet with the city manager, and his name is Chris Hurd. And I said to him during this meeting, do you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? And he said, yeah, I got it somewhere. I think it's in my car, but we don't go by that. We have our own policies and procedures. And I looked at him and I said, what? You don't go by that?
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you, then I met with the mayor the next day, and I started the meeting this way. I said, Mayor, I am meeting with you as the head of your corporation, the City of Lebanon Corporation. And I'm the head of USAPreparedness.com, Limited Corporation. We're meeting as CEO to CEO. And I said it that way.
Wow.
And he said, yes.
He didn't flinch.
He did not flinch. He didn't say, no, Mr. Finelli, no, you got it all wrong. I'm the mayor. No, he agreed that we were meeting CEO to CEO for the purpose of discussing commerce.
Yeah.
And he said, and what he said was, we would like to have your business.
So this is the proof for what I was stating just a couple of minutes earlier, that your cities are not a subject to any kind of constitution. And we follow up on that after the break.
Yeah. And, Miles, if this isn't frightening, I don't know what is, because we thought there was a set of rules that everybody was playing by, but it's absolutely not true. Only we think there's a set of rules. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want you to know that I'll be at the U.S. Psychotronics Conference 2015, and that's at the Wyndham Glenview Suites in Glenview, Illinois. I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll be there on Sunday. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be there, and Dr. Norman Chile will be presenting via Skype, and a host of other speakers will be there. U.S. Psychotronics Conference. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. If you'd like to attend, make sure you mentioned USA Preparers and get the discount. It's pretty neat. It's a pretty neat conference. There are about 22 speakers, And I'm really excited about going. I've never been before, but I'm really looking forward to it. Joey's going to be there. So Joey and I and Rick Miller are all going to be in the same room. Can you imagine?
When you are there, do me a favor. If you find a guy with the name Eric Dollard, he's an old guy, old man. He is... He was a genius at RCA. He is the one who is the master in analog electrics and electronics. If you coincidence meet him there, you need to talk to him.
Okay.
He is an incredible man with incredible knowledge, and he is one of the last man standing with all the knowledge about Maxwell's equations, and he's really, really the most brilliant man on the planet in terms of electricity and the ether energy and all things concerning that.
Yeah, Scott Butlick was talking about Maxwell's equations and how some of them are just not even discussed anymore, and they've been... deleted, if you will.
Maxwell formulated one equation that he wrote up on 20 pages just to cover up the real equation in the equation that nobody could attack him. So he was covering the truth in 20 pages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. So that's Eric Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Eric Dollard, and I encourage everybody in class today to look up Eric Dollard on the internet. He is an incredible man, and he's been treated very badly by the captains of government and cities and states in California and Oregon and Washington. He lived a couple of years only in his car, and then a group formulated some funding for him, and now he has a lab and he's doing things. He's an incredible man with incredible knowledge, and I encourage everybody to learn from him.
I'll see if I can find him there, and if he's there, we'll see if we can get him on the air with us. Miles, we're talking about no constitution. We really thought there were rules, and we thought that if we played by the rules, things would be right. We could be above board, honest, have integrity, and things would work for us. But that's not the case. Please tell us why.
Okay. So let me go back to the city. The city is a registered entity with Washington, D.C. It's a business. So as a business, they only can operate in a certain law form that would be the international law of commerce or admiralty law. So this is how they have to interact. And they see everybody who is passing the city line as a living ATM. You're literally nothing more than a cash machine for them, and they try to extract money from you through fees, ordinances, codes, in traffic, with buildings. They regulate how you can build, and if you want to have a special permit, because as an enemy you need permits and licenses. That's why it tells you that you are an enemy of the state or of the entity you're living in. That's how they see you, and that what they use you for. You are a revenue stream. There's nothing, there are no inalienable rights anymore, and especially for the ones that have been born in a hospital, the hospital being an entity of the state government or of the city government, is a business. So everybody who was not born at home, on a homestead, in a home birth, is actually considered as their property by law, by international law.
Miles, how do we undo that?
Well, let's talk about the problems that we are facing in this hour, and let's go to the solutions in the next hour. How you can use the system in integrating certain parameters that you can operate there and still have a say in that admiralty law. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Sounds great. Please continue.
Okay. So. Everything was federalized, meaning every city receives its funds from Washington, D.C., and who gives the money has a say in the city. And it doesn't matter whether you have a Republican mayor or a Democrat mayor. It absolutely doesn't matter. They're just puppets. And they're keeping you in a paradigm that you still can't choose between the left wing or the right wing. And very interestingly, if you see an eagle has two wings. He has a left wing and a right wing. So the eagle is the one who is controlling you. The question is, who is the eagle? The eagle is representing the Pope in Rome as the head of the Judeo-Christian Church. And they took you over with the bankers that they implemented there in the Civil War. Because you won the Civil War. They couldn't win over you with guns, so they had to win with brains. And they did. So everything was granted by then was granted by the one who was the custodian over the United States, and this is still the British Crown today on. And I'll give you an example to just prove that. If you go to the Tennessee Constitution, if you read the Tennessee Constitution, there it states that this is a crown land to the British Crown, and it is there to extract money. It's like a plantation. Virginia is probably the same. And other states have been taken over by the federal regulation then, and every car that you register or every driver's license you're applying to contract with them under their rules and regulations, under their contract rules, and every fee you pay is going to Washington D.C. Then it's going from Washington, D.C., it's going to the City of London, and the Vatican gets its share as well. I hope I don't...
Yeah, Miles, what you're saying... Well, Miles, I am certain that there are those in class today who are listening. Their mouths are open, and they're stunned. They're absolutely stunned. I believe that many in class felt this way, but have never heard it said so succinctly. They've never heard the dots connected the way you've connected them. And it's frightening. It's frightening because what we thought, what we believed, is gone. We thought that we were the government worked for us, we were all in this together, and that we were not like ATMs where we have been skimmed from. The efforts of our work have been stolen from us. You know, Bob Chapman was on this program, and I asked him what happened. What happened where we used to in the 1950s, Dad would go to work, Mom would stay home and raise the children. And it could all be done on one income. One income. Dad's income. He was the provider, the breadwinner. And families would have a car. They could live the American dream. They could have a house. They could go on a two-week vacation with the family. And it's gone. It's gone. Now if you go on vacation, you're afraid you're going to lose your job because they'll figure out that they don't need you. But in the 3 days you're gone, right? You can't take 2 weeks because they'll know they don't need you.
Yes, because you're expendable. That's right. Yeah.
Right. And he said it's really simple. It's inflation and taxes. And that's a lot of it. And what you're saying is we're used as ATMs. And what I can't understand is why we've allowed the taxes to get so high. Incrementally, they keep going up. And up. And some people don't even mind paying taxes. I think they've lost their minds. But isn't that how this has happened incrementally?
It always happens incrementally over generations. But as I said, you don't have a say in the tariffs of your taxes. This has all been modulated through Washington, D.C. by decree. Somebody in London just needs to tell somebody in Washington, we need to adjust a couple of things there with you. And and collateralize a couple of more things, and then the taxes are rising. What happens is that you will not be able at some point in time to pay taxes and fees or tariffs like the water tariffs in California right now, where they went up in price so dramatically that many people will be forced migrating other places. It will be a second migration coming up there in the United States from the West Coast to the heartland, towards the heartland or to the East Coast. It's frightening.
It is frightening, Miles, because, you know, we migrated from the East Coast. We went west, young man, and we got to the west, and now we're doing a U-turn, and we're coming back. Miles, one of our students came to the expo, and she's been to meetups. I know her. And she was talking with Mrs. Finelli. Her water bill in California is now $1,000 a month.
I believe that's
not sustainable. Not sustainable.
When we come back, let me tell you about what happened to you as a patient.
Okay, I missed that, Miles, but when we come back, you can tell us why. Miles is in Europe, and he's with us for 2 hours today. And the second hour, we're going to talk about how to fix it. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe right now. And your homework, if you choose to accept it, see if you can watch the video, Divergent, D-I-V-E-R-G-E-N-T. It'll be an eye-opener for you. It's science fiction, but I think it's actually a documentary. Miles, you were going to tell us why.
Let me go back. I need to run down a couple of things that we're clear for that for the second hour. The Vatican is in the say of how things happen in the world, and they have their agents, a.k.a. kings and queens and nobility and esquires. You know esquires as lawyers in the United States. That have to follow the rules and regulations that are being given down from the kings and queens and that have been ordered by the Vatican. In fact, we just, on the 18th of June, the Pope released his new encyclica, Laudato Si. And this is a homework that everybody who wants to know how things run down the next 10 years or until the next encyclica has been brought out, this is the rundown. You find everything from eugenics, dysgenics, climate change, population control, why men and women are the bad are bad on the planet, and for the most part, I have to agree with things that are written. Not for the most part, but for some parts, I have to agree because they were educating us in a way that our children and children's children will not have, and never will reach the IQ and the knowledge that you have, that your generation has, or my generation has. Even the 30-year-olds that are still running around, they're a disgrace. And if you meet them on a plane and you find somebody asking the flight attendant, do you have fat-free water, then you don't know what to answer to that. So Americans had their standing in history. They have been considered as intelligent people. Not anymore. You definitely do know when Americans go on vacation somewhere, they are asking the most atrocious and most idiotical questions. And so the first homework I would like to assign to class is go to the Vatican's homepage, download the encyclica Laudato Si in the language you choose to, and read it. It's a long document, but in that encyclica, it tells you everything that shall happen in, until the next encyclica is coming out, and we probably can expect that in within the next 5 to 10 years.
The second homework. Okay, I'll see if I can put the yes.
Yeah, the link. The second homework I'd like to give out is to watch a movie. Simple movie. It's called Idiocracy. Probably many of class already have watched the movie. It's a movie from the 90s where a soldier is being deep frozen and to hibernate for a year. The experiment goes wrong. He wakes up 500 years later, and being prior the dumbest man in the army, he's now the most intelligent man in the United States. And if you watch that movie, pay close attention to what they are saying, because you will find things that you will witness things that you already can see, like being an ATM for the international law captains of cities, states, and the federal government. Children being taken away just because of one wrong mishap, and the problem with pollution and decline in intelligence. So these two homeworks are pretty much essential to find out the state of affairs, where we are, and it really tells you everything. The second thing is, or the third thing here is, that what happened to you not only happened to you, it has implications on the entire planet. I will have my 2 minutes after the break then to look on that, and then we go into solutions, I hope. I apologize for not going hang through that.
Miles is with us, and right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, we're going to address the solutions for this mess we're in. It's very complicated what has happened to us, and we've been lied to, and we've been cheated, and we've been used as ATMs at the muzzle of a gun by the Blue Plague. Miles and I will be right back for hour number two of USAPrepares.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with Rich Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.